Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.
Morning.
Morning.
It's 6:13 on your Thursday morning, 15th of April. Oh, payday.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh. I just realised.
Payday. How you doing? You're all right. Hey,
yeah,
looking,
all right.
Looking, is that a fresh trim I detect?
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. It was one of the best moments of my life.
Yeah, I didn't book, like I said.
Oh, just so you got away with
walked
it.
Walked in Monday morning. Thank
wow.
you for coming.
Yeah. I booked about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. Lots of people did. They said, you'll never get in if you book.
Yeah.
Like, you watch me. And I did.
How foolish
happy.
Of me.
Have you done anything else that we've been allowed to do?
No, I'm going to my first pub trip tonight.
I went last night. I went to see Benji used to work here.
Oh, yeah.
In London. We got the worst type of food. I'll tell you what it is a bit later on. I'm losing it. But first, should we start the show by
yes.
lowering the tone a bit?
Hmm.
Going through what's on our mind this week.
Oh, that's a good idea, isn't it?
I'll let you go first today.
Oh, thanks. So I've been thinking this week, how weird is it that in the 21st century, in the year 2021, we still lick envelopes?
Do we?
Well, yeah.
I thought there were some envelopes that had, peel back a thing.
Some of them do, but very often.
They're normally the more heavy-duty envelope, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. I mean, if it's like a business envelope, then it's probably got a peel-back sticker on it. But if you buy someone a birthday card or something, you're licking that thing.
It's not
and
very COVID secure.
No. And I think even before COVID it was weird, and now I'm not for that at all.
They could have made them taste nicer as well.
I don't mind the taste of an envelope, actually.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't sit there kind of in front of the TV licking envelopes all day, but
wouldn't have a bowl of envelope for dinner.
No, exactly.
Oh, no, horrible. I used to, as a kid, normally I wouldn't actually post birthday cards. I only get them for people who I'm going to see.
Yeah.
So I was a tucker.
Yeah.
You tuck it in.
Oh, yeah, the old tuck. Yeah.
No licking. Yeah. Have you ever had a tongue paper cut?
Yes, they're awful.
They're terrible.
I thought I was going to have to get to A&E. It hurt so much.
All right, on my mind this week, quite simply, what age do you think you are when you actually start to feel like a man?
That's a question I've pondered a lot.
I was thinking about this week, because I'm 28, and I sort of thought,
yeah,
I suppose I'm a man now, aren't I? But I feel the same as I did when I was about 14.
Yeah, I still think of myself as a boy.
The only difference is my fitness level on a football pitch.
Hmm.
Is that what,
has gone up or gone down?
Oh, way down.
Oh, okay, fine.
No, I struggle now. I struggle to bounce back. But in terms of actual mental age, and when I'm talking to people, I'm still a boy.
Yeah. I don't know when that feeling of being kind of, that kind of, completeness of being like, now I'm a man. I don't know what, I still don't know, you know, how to, I wouldn't know how to fix a plug socket, for example.
No.
Do you know, these are the kind of things.
No, but I don't think I'm ever going to be that good.
No.
But, no, it's just something about, like, my dad's a man.
A man.
A man.
Yeah.
And he's always, to me, been a man. But I'm the age that he was when I was born.
Yeah.
And I was, is he, because you've turned 30.
Yeah.
I was wondering, when you turn 30, is there like sort of a wave of manliness?
No, I wish I could say there is, but no, I still barely, I don't really know how to barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a worry.
Sorry to disappoint you,
I might never be a man.
Almost definitely.
5107.6.
Right, should we talk about our pets?
Yes, let's.
How's Lupin the cat?
Yeah, he's all right. He's pretty good. He's been driving me, a little bit mad for the last few weeks. I'm thinking I might just not set my alarm clock anymore because there's no point. I mean, he saved me a job by coming in there. He used to sleep at the end of our beds like a baby.
Mm.
Although that's the wrong expression because babies don't sleep that well. Like a log, essentially. And he'd just wake up when we woke up and it was lovely. We'd all wake up together, whatever the time was, 7:30, 8:30, didn't matter. Now, he doesn't sleep in our room anymore. Instead, he comes in at about 6 in the morning, every single morning without fail, going, breakfast time! Give me breakfast now! And I was like, oh, for God's sake, what's happened here? When did you stop being lovely in the mornings?
When we lived at Heidi's mum's at the start of lockdown, her cat, as soon as it hit about 5 o'clock in the morning, wouldn't come in and make noise, just start biting me.
And it was me.
I was like, I'm not the one who feeds you. So I'd wake up, and then I'd wake Heidi up, and then Heidi'd go feed him.
Yeah, he also has this thing, and I don't know why, but he'll do that, and then he'll come in, he'll sit on my chest for a bit, and purr, which is nice, and then he'll pounce on Phoebe's head. And that's, for some reason, he won't pounce on me, he'll pounce on Phoebe. No. Whether he sees her as an easier target or what, I don't know, but
she doesn't attract flies or something, so he's trying to jump on them.
Yeah.
I think that our dog Gus might be a born-again Christian.
Oh, really? Wow.
So Heidi was taking him for a walk the other day.
Yeah.
And we walk him around the graveyard up in Bushy at the church.
Yes.
It's right near our house.
Which
it's
I know you've had issues with before.
It's a little bit of green space. So we get sort of within the church boundary.
Yeah.
And take his lead off because it's quite good. It's quite a quiet space and we can have him off the lead and he's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for the first time, the church's doors open.
Oh.
And as soon as Heidi took the lead off, ran straight in.
Straight to the altar.
Yeah, straight in.
Yeah.
He just wanted to get a bit of Jesus in his life.
Oh, some of that holy water.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised. I never took him for a religious man. I really didn't.
Did he have a time of quiet reflection while he was in there?
No, went in, asked for the bread, and
got communion, came out again.
Peace be with you.
5107.6.
Do you have a problem at all remembering people's birthdays?
Sometimes, yes. Or rather, remembering to remember people's birthdays, and I'll explain.
Right.
So my dad has been married to my stepmom for more than 15 years now, and it only occurred to me probably about 3 years ago that I don't know when her birthday is, and I've never sent her a card. And I felt terrible when I realised. But so now I'm kind of making up for it with flowers and all sorts, you know, making a big deal of it.
That's stepmom, don't count.
Do you reckon?
Don't need them.
The thing is, I have a really good relationship with them.
Oh, that's right.
And then I was like, oh, I don't know when her birthday is. And that's not good, is it?
Well, Antoine Griezmann, footballer, plays for Barcelona, France player, scored in the World Cup final 2018. Don't know if you remember.
Who's he play for?
France.
Oh, okay, no, I don't remember.
No. Well, he's come up with the best way to remember his kid's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
He has three children, and all of them have the same birthday. But they're not triplets.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
8th of April.
Yeah.
All three of them are born, and, all separate, all a few years apart.
That's incredible.
5-year-old, 2-year-old, and a newborn.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I suppose if you're a footballer, this isn't a problem, but, Jed, for those of us who earn more sort of earthly salaries, should we say, that's probably when all those birthdays come around at once. That's got to be quite difficult.
Well, it depends.
It?
You give him a joint present.
Yes, but
just one.
So you can share this.
You can share the chocolate bar. 133,000 to 1 are the odds.
Wow.
Of that happening.
Isn't that incredible? I mean, it had happened twice, or once, rather.
Yeah.
The second time, and you go, wow, that's unbelievable. And then the third time, you're joking.
Yeah, 8th of April.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
And you only have to remember one birthday.
Yeah.
Which I think is great, because you're always going, oh, God, which one is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because your parents sort of go, which one are you?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're that one.
Yeah, and I've got nephews and nieces now and stuff, and I struggle with that.
Yeah, it's easier for everybody.
Vibe 107.6.
Ali, you've been watching Line of Duty on a Sunday evening?
Yes.
You have? Enjoying
it?
Oh,
it's so good.
It is good.
Yeah. And it's not... It's 6 series in now, and it's not dipped in quality at all, I don't think.
No, but the fans who are calling for this to happen are wrong.
Okay.
Martin Compston...
I hadn't heard about this.
No, I saw it yesterday. Fans of Line of Duty are calling for Martin Compton to be the next James Bond. Terrible idea.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
It's hard to picture, isn't it?
He plays DSI now, is it?
Yes. D.I. Arnott, I think.
Steve Arnott.
Yes.
Which I quite like, his name, because they always pronounce it Arnott.
Yes.
And it's like, Steve Arnott.
Mm.
Yeah. You D.I. Arnott?
Yeah.
I am. Am too.
Yeah. Do you know he's Scottish?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's not an interesting fact then.
No.
He's one of those actors who I didn't realise for ages, and then I heard him talking his real accent, and I went, wow, you're a really good actor.
That's why he's taken him to, what is it, we in Series 6 now?
Yeah.
So I've taken him to 6 series to be able to pronounce evidence properly. Because before this series, you go, evidence.
Yeah.
I did not tamper with the evidence.
Just putting a little bit of sort of South African in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now he's got... He said evidence in the first episode. I was like...
Yeah.
That was what you were waiting 2 years for. Between series. You've nailed it, mate.
Yeah. But the Bond thing, I think you're right.
No.
He's no Sean Connery, is he?
No. But I saw another rumour was the guy from Bridgerton.
Yes.
The handsome one. The one my mum fancies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see... He's got more of a kind of Bond-like charm about
him. Yeah. There's a broodingness.
Mm.
There's sort of just, you know, he's a bit brooding, he's a bit mysterious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very posh and a bit arrogant.
I can see that.
Martin Compton seems too nice.
Mm. I think, because they'll obviously announce the next Bond, like, relatively soon, because his last movie's coming out this year. And I think it'll be someone we just haven't thought of. All the people that have been mentioned, it won't be them.
No.
Like when Daniel Craig was announced, everyone went, what? It'll be like that.
But hey, if it's Martin Compston, fair play.
Then hands up. Yeah.
I won't be watching. Vibe 107.6. We've been talking about Antoine Griezmann this morning. Mm. French footballer, scored in the World Cup final, World Cup winner, plays for Barcelona. He has come up with the best way, I think, to not forget his kids' birthdays. He's had three kids. One's 5, one's 2, one's just been born.
I reckon he did it on purpose.
Yeah, I do. Mm. I reckon he's timed it right. Consistency. All three of his kids, it's 133,000 to 1, the odds of these.
That's incredible.
That aren't triplets born with the same birthday, 8th of April. Some people do forget birthdays, though. Mm. It's a normal thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot to remember.
It happens, doesn't it?
Especially parents. So this morning, I think we're going to do the top three excuses you can use for forgetting your kids' birthdays.
Good, I like it.
The third top excuse you can use if you forget your kid's birthday. Well, you never said anything. Put the blame back on the kid. It's your fault.
It's a fair point.
Yeah.
And you can be sure they'll say something next year.
Kids are meant to start talking about their birthday about 4 months out, and you go, shh, not yet.
Yeah.
I used to do it about October.
Yeah.
And I'm a February baby. My mum would be like, no.
I used to get in trouble because my brother's I was in August.
Yeah.
My brother's in July. Mm. And if I mentioned my birthday before his birthday, that would be unforgivable. I had to wait until his was out of the way.
Yeah.
So I only had 1 month of build up.
But the kids should know.
Mm. Yeah,
so if your kids don't mention it, don't expect any presents. Put the blame on.
I think that's fair.
Number two in the top three excuses to use if you forget your kid's birthday. Well, it's not a big one.
You're not 21.
So unless they're turning 5, 10, 18, 21, or 25 every 5 years after that.
Yeah.
You don't have to remember.
Don't care.
Yeah. It's my third birthday. You're only 3.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I love that, because it's all, when you're a kid, it's such a big deal.
Yeah.
Even being, 3.5 is a big deal when you're a kid.
So how old are you? Oh, he's 3. I am 3 3/4. It's where we learn fractions.
Yeah.
I'm 3 7/8.
When does that stop? When do you stop saying half on the
I don't know. I feel like we should bring it back.
Yeah.
I'm not half yet. I'm probably quarter. I'm 28 and a quarter.
I just turned 30 and a half a couple of months ago.
Yeah, 28 and a quarter. I'll be 28 and a half in August.
Well, happy half birthday.
And number one on the top three excuses to use if you forget your kids' birthdays. Just be honest. Just tell them you don't love them enough. Sorry. To be honest, you've annoyed me this year and I don't love you very much anymore. Vibe
107.6. Happy birthday to who? Happy birthday to who? Happy birthday, dear who? Happy birthday to who?
Strong start.
Thank you.
Very weak finish. Right, so we got some celebrity birthdays today. I give Al a clue. He has to tell me whose birthday it is.
Easy, isn't it?
First birthday is easy. There's 4 today, by the way, an extra one. We did 2 last week, so I'm making up for it.
Oh, sure, yeah, of course.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Emma Watson.
Yes, 31 years old.
Wow.
She's your age.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? She's been a millionaire for like 15 years.
Yeah, but the nice thing with the Harry Potter movies for our generation was we grew up with them, so I've always... The fact that they're the same age as me has never bothered me.
Actually, she'd probably been a millionaire for 20 years.
Yeah, probably.
Already.
Yeah, since she was about 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you should have auditioned?
Yes.
A Northern Harry. Wingardium Leviosa.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Second birthday, smokes funny cigarettes and laughs like this.
Oh. He's got an incredible laugh, hasn't he? Seth Rogen.
Yeah. I practiced this one on Heidi yesterday. She was like, no.
I got that straight away. Happy birthday, Seth. And Emma. Not said happy birthday to Emma.
No, 39 today, Seth.
What?
One more year.
That can't be right.
Why do you think he's older?
Was he that young when he... Because he's been famous for like 15 years. Now that makes me feel... inadequate, the fact that
he was a 4-year-old virgin, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Seth Rogen.
Which is like 16 years ago.
Oh, I spelled his name wrong. Hold on. Seth, I want to double check this.
We're doing live Googling here.
Doing live Googling. Seth Rogen is... Yeah, 39 today.
Wow, fair play to him.
Yeah, he was doing it young.
Yeah, he was.
He's one of those people that you just assumed worked really hard and worked up through the theatres, but got a gig early doors.
Worked
and he's
up through the theatres,
yeah.
Like Kenneth Branagh, who's like that kind of actor.
Yeah, got their break in their 40s, like Alan Rickman.
Doing Shakespeare.
Yeah, third birthday. Likes writing lists and killing people. Normally kills the people on the list.
Okay. Is this like a fictional character?
No. It plays the character.
Oh, okay, fine. Writes lists and then kills
people. How many fictional characters have birthdays?
Yeah, that's true. I have no idea.
Did you watch the Game of Thrones?
No, so that'll be one.
Oh, you're never going to get it.
Wait, hang on a minute. I might know who it is. Is it Kit Harington?
No.
No, okay.
No, it's Maisie Williams, who played Arya Stark. 24 today.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, Maisie. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Maisie.
That's another person I thought was older than they are.
Yeah. Big fan of her. No, I thought she was younger than she is.
Yeah.
She was, like, 10 when she started Game of Thrones.
It feels like Game of Thrones has been around forever.
Yeah. Okay, last birthday, fourth, extra birthday. If it's British, I've probably been in it. Don't you dare buy me a Joni Mitchell CD for Christmas.
Emma Thompson.
Yes, 61 today. Wow. Quite ironic that Emma Thompson and Emma Watson have the same birthday.
Yeah.
When I always get them confused. Have you ever forgotten someone's birthday? This is because Anton Griezmann, the footballer, will never forget his kids' birthdays.
He might, and if he does,
if he does, it's all of them. Imagine if he does. Imagine if he gets one of the kids' birthdays.
Yeah.
He gets the other two. So he's had three kids. One's 5, one's 2, one's just been born in April. April the 8th, all three of them have the same birthday. It's the longest shot, 133,000-1 odds, which is amazing.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to try having another kid, or do you think they're not going to push their luck?
I wouldn't push my luck.
Yeah, you'd be...
It'd be born in October.
Yeah,
or something.
You're like, come on.
No. But 8th of April, all the birthdays, if he did just get one of them a present, you'd be like, hold on. Oh, I forgot it's your birthday as well.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, God.
I was so taken up with the other two birthdays, didn't think about it.
Didn't even think about you. I'd forgotten you existed. Because you would. If they forgot your birthday, it means they've forgotten you.
Yeah, exactly. Personal.
Have you ever forgotten a birthday?
I have a nephew who is now... Hang on a minute. I've forgotten how old he is. I think he's going to be 3 this summer.
Right.
And for some reason...
Sounds like you forgot his birthday this year.
For some reason, I cannot settle in my head on whether his birthday is the 29th of July, the 30th, or the 31st. I know it's in that region. I know all the other ones, but I cannot compute, and I can't make the date stick in my head. The good thing is, because I don't live near him, and I'm sort of, you know, just his uncle, I could just send a card and a present within that sort of time frame, and it'll get there.
And the parents will do the job.
Yeah, yeah, if it gets there on the wrong day, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you don't specifically write in the card. It's the 29th of July, it's your birthday today.
Yeah, exactly.
Another 29th rolls around. What's the 29th? What is that special?
Birthday Eve.
Yeah. I think I forgot my dad's before.
Oh, really?
Well, I lived in New Zealand, he was over here, and you'd get to... It's his birthday's the 11th of March, I know his birthday. But you just wouldn't be thinking about it. Mm. You know, it gets the 11th of March, you go, oh, no. It's going to take 2 weeks in the post.
Yeah, this is the thing, isn't it? Mm. And if he's someone that doesn't make a big fuss about his birthday, then why, my dad never mentions his birthday. And luckily, I usually remember, but it's if they don't mention it to you, like you say.
Yeah, it's their fault. I don't think I've ever got my brothers in on time since we've lived on different sides of the world. So he gets it 2 days before, I go, oh, Marcus, his birthday's on Thursday. Oh, no.
I'll send him a text.
Yeah. I just buy him something online there, next day delivery. It's not going to be wraps. But I don't care.
Vibe 107.6.
Vibe breakfast. It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz. Big Al is here with his big quiz. How will Mars do? It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz.
Oh, yes, it is. Time for Big Al's Big Quiz, if you hadn't figured it out already.
Best time of the show, Ovs. Everyone's favourite bit.
So, you got a quiz for us today?
Yes, I have. I was thinking, we've not had a music quiz for a while.
Oh, no.
Yes, and I'm feeling energetic this morning, so it's time for the fastest music quiz in the world! So, very, very simple.
With the fastest music in the world.
Yes, just to make you feel a bit more stressed. So there's 5 songs here. All very popular songs from the last few years.
Right.
All you got to do is name the song. 5 points up for grabs.
You know I'm not very good at these.
The thing is, some of these songs are in a bit of a hurry. Let's have a listen to the first one, shall we?
Right, you've started easy,
yes.
But I get that this is going to be very hard.
You get the gist of this.
So that's Carly Rae Jepsen and Call Me Maybe.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
This one. There you go.
There we go.
This is crazy.
I was thinking he's even spelled the answers.
Yes. So there's your answer. All right, right. Carly Rae. That was an easy one to start with.
Right.
Let's have clip number two.
It sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks are doing it. Right, okay, so that's Bruno and Uptown Funk.
Wow, you're doing good on this. Maybe these are... Don't believe me, just watch. Wow, serious moves in the studio. Maybe this is easier than I thought.
I love this song.
Yeah, so it just never gets old, does it?
Right, should
right,
we play...
2 points.
Should we play clip number three?
Yes.
Can we release this album? That's brilliant.
That'll be the worst thing in the world.
I believe that Ed Sheeran...
That's correct.
Perfect?
Ooh!
No, wait. Where you are?
I'm not going to give you that point.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did ask for the name of the song.
Yeah.
That is, in fact, Ed Sheeran with Thinking Out Loud.
So, honey, now... Every time I do this, don't I?
They all sound similar, don't they?
Yeah. Take me into your loving arms. I prefer the sped up version.
Kiss me too slow this thing, isn't it?
Right, so that's clip number three.
Okay. Number four. Any thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I know the song. Because it's you. Starlight. Is it called Starlight or something, or Moonlight?
Interesting.
Or is it called...
It's,
Oh, God.
I'm going to need to push you for a final answer on there.
Starlight? It's not called Starlight. I know that. I've never introduced
I'll give you
Starlight.
A clue.
Right.
It's got a rapper in it who's one of the greatest. Ain't no debating on it.
Yeah. I know the song, but I can't remember what it's called. I know DaBaby's in there, who is one of the greatest. Ain't no... Because he...
No debate.
According to him, there's no debate. Damn, no, I've forgotten what it's called.
It's Levitating by...
It is.
My sugar boo. 2 points. So an easy-ish quiz.
This was an easy one as well. This is a good tune.
Yeah, it's good.
There you go, Moonlight.
Yeah, yeah. Bye.
Starlight.
Oh, yeah, so she says it.
I had the song.
Yeah.
Of course I forgot what it was.
She says it now. Oh, you've turned off. It's
right. Yeah, I've turned off.
All right.
I'm levitating.
All right, so 2 points. So you're not doing great.
No.
Let's have number 5.
I never do a music quiz.
You like that bit at the end?
I think it's Ellie Goulding, isn't it? Or Ella Henderson.
Should we hear it again?
Yeah, let's hear it one more time.
It's that bit at the end, isn't it?
Oh, you go, no, won't let go. I know the song. Let me look, see what we're playing for the rest of the show.
Why, do you think it's going to be in there?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not sure. I think this might be cheating.
I think it's Ella Henderson.
Okay.
No, I can't remember what it's called.
All right, so you're going with Ella. Well, if you get the artist right, I'm going to change the rules. I'll give you a point.
Right, okay, it'll be Ellie Goulding then.
The reason for that is you got the wrong artist on both counts.
All right.
It's actually Clean Bandit featuring Zara Larsson with Symphony. I just want to be
part of your symphony. Yeah, makes sense.
Wow, 2 out of 5 today. You know, when we started, I thought this was going to be too easy. You're going to fly through it.
They should finish at the same time. Vibe 107.6. Went into London town yesterday evening.
Ooh, was that your first jaunt into London in...
I hadn't been on a train in over a year, a tube in over a year.
Yeah. Because I've been there for work quite a bit, but not a lot.
Yeah.
It still feels like a novelty being there.
I'd driven in for work overnight, but it doesn't really count when you're going for overnight.
Yeah.
This was for proper go to London.
Proper London.
London. Yeah. London.
Yeah, exactly.
So I went and met Benji, who used to work at Vibe.
Who?
Used to do the drive show. Yeah, he's gone now. Yeah, see, no, Benji.
No.
Yeah, no. Can't remember him. No, done. No, no, yeah. No. Once you're out the building, that's it. See you later. And we went out and we didn't book, so we were looking for somewhere to grab some food.
Oh, that was your first error.
So, yeah, he wanted to go to some fancy places. Mm.
How
so
is Benty, by the way?
Yeah, good. Yeah, he's good. Doing really well. Really well, which is good. But then we ended up at a place and we got, by accident, the worst type of food you can have.
Mm.
And I've given you a couple of hours to try and think on this.
Yeah.
What do you think the food is?
It's tricky, because for me, you know, my mind... this is just based on personal taste. My mind just goes straight to sushi.
No, I love sushi.
Not interested in sushi at all.
No, no, no. It's more a style of eating more than an actual cuisine.
See, because I'm like... All right, you're in London.
Yeah.
And you said it's a kind of, like... a bit of a mix between posh and street food.
Mm.
So is it one of these places where they, you know, they give you a burger and they serve you on a roof tile and they put the chips in a mini shopping trolley or something like that?
No, I'll put you out your misery.
Okay.
Tapas.
Okay. Why is that the worst type of food?
Not the taste.
Okay.
The whole thing.
Okay.
Unless you have, like, $6,000 to drop on a meal. Tapas is... you're always getting a burger on the way home.
Yeah. Do you reckon? I really fill up on tapas.
No, I don't.
You're doing it wrong.
Well, the thing is, we went into this place and we're like, oh, God, it all looks a bit pricey. And then they had at the bottom, it was like 7 dishes. Try everything.
Was it the tapas place next to Borough Market?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know.
I don't know if it's actually a tapas place, but it's a place. And because it's all outdoor seating, we're all out in our coats.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I felt like I should be eating just, you know, dirty chips.
Yeah, something a bit more warming.
Bit of gravy.
Yeah.
But we've got this, and it all came out fancy. And first thing that came out was I mean, it said pancake.
Yeah.
But it was a pikelet. So it was tiny. So we had to half it. Little tiny pancake with caviar on it.
Oh, okay.
And I was
here
we go. And it was all right.
Yeah.
And then we had these other things. I didn't know what any of it was.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, this one's coming next. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Just put it in front of me and let me eat it.
From a big pizza or something. Yeah. I do get what you mean a little bit. I mean, I like tapas.
Yeah.
And generally, I've not had really disappointing tapas. But I can imagine if it's not very good, it's just a succession of disappointments in very small portions.
We got a thing called feather blade.
What's that?
I don't know.
Is that
I ate it.
Is that
it's
a type
meat,
of steak?
I think, yeah.
Like very thin steak?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay, fine.
And then for the dessert thing, we got jam roly poly. But it is. It's just, I don't like tapas because it's too expensive. Mm. You really do. If you want to have tapas, you've got to take a mortgage out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it is pricey. This sounds like the kind of place that would serve jam roly poly, ironically. Yeah.
That's if you want to fill up. If you want to just spend £20 on tapas, you can. But trust me, you're going to stop at Burger King on the way home.
Did you?
Yeah. Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.